You can patiently, over the course of a few minutes, walk them back into a corner. And you will say, they'll say, well, that's not going on in our school. Ma'am, does your school take state funding? Yes, it does. Does your state take federal funding? Yes, it does. Do they use this program? Yes, they do. Then you are doing this in your school. You have to be doing this. You have to be having these outcomes to teach. Otherwise, you couldn't get the funding from the federal government. And they'll go, well, that's just not what's happening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we look forward to your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We want to know what you think about what's going on, but let me tell you what I think is going on. First of all, the world is run by a small group of very wealthy and powerful and evil men. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. Barry Goldwater wrote them about them in his book With No Apologies, and we do have copies of that book because there's one chapter there on the unelected rulers. You must read and reread and reread and reread. And, of course, I've summarized a lot of it in a couple of my newsletters. You can always go up on the Internet and put on your search end Radio Liberty and Barry Goldwater and With No Apologies and but, of course, it's nice to have the book. On page 280, Barry Goldwater says this. He's talking about the people who rule America. He said, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations is domestic, whereas David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is to take control of the financial and commercial interests by first seizing control of the government, of the political government of the United States. David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is to take control of the financial and commercial interests by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. Now, that was written in 1979. It was very obvious that under the Carter administration in 1977, the trilateralists were in complete control of our government. There were well over 270 members of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations in key positions in the Carter administration, which, of course, caused Ronald Reagan to actually be very, very critical and to bring out the influence of the Trilateral Commission in the Carter administration, the elitist there. And, of course, the trouble was that when Ronald Reagan got in, he had about 270 members of the CFR and Trilateral Commission in key positions, including the man he chose to be vice president, George Herbert Walker Bush. Now, you have to understand that Ronald Reagan may not have wanted him, but Henry Kissinger and Henry Ford both certainly part of this Brotherhood of Darkness. It had a weekend with Ronald Reagan where they explained the facts of life to him. And the following Monday at the convention, Republican convention, after Ronald Reagan had already been selected as president, he announced that his vice presidential candidate would be George Herbert Walker Bush. And I know a man who knew Jerry Falwell very well, and Jerry Falwell had told the story that he and Phyllis Schlafly and a number of other people went to Ronald Reagan, told him ahead of time that almost any person would be acceptable to them for vice president, except for George Herbert Walker Bush. There was Phil Crane, John Ashcroft. There were a number of people that they could have appointed to be Jack Kemp. They were all acceptable, but not George Herbert Walker Bush. And Reagan had promised them he would not accept Bush as his vice president, and after he did, Jerry Falwell went to him and said, "You lied to us, Governor. You lied to us." And Ronald Reagan said, "Jerry, I had no alternative. I had no alternative." Well, this is Dr. Stan here. It's Open Line Wednesday. We look forward to hearing your conversations, your thoughts. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Made the point that basically the world, both the world here in the United States and Europe, are controlled by this small group of people in the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers, Club of Rome. And remember, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations has an English extension. It's known as the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and it has branches in every one of the Commonwealth nations. So basically, of course, there are five organizations, but they all interlock. They all have the same objective and goal, and that is to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, because they hate Christianity, they want to destroy it, and, of course, install the one-world ruler. Well, basically, of course, how are you going to do this? Well, their plan is, of course, to and set up these regional groups like the European Union, the North American Union, the South American Union, the Asian Union, the African Union. And all of this, of course, is underway today. America has troops stationed in over 130 nations. So we can consolidate this control of the world. But this is not to be under American rule. It's to be under the rule of this ruling oligarchy. And it encompasses people throughout the world who've embraced this idea of we are going to have a one-world government. And once you understand that, you can understand why we have military bases all over the world, somewhere between 800 and 900 troops in 130 nations, why we're moving our troops into Uganda within the last 2 weeks, why we're moving our troops into Australia in the last 2 weeks. Everything is being consolidated. Now, of course, this is certainly one aspect of what's going on today. How are they going, of course, to get the European nations to give up their sovereignty and form one nation in Europe? Well, of course, they've created this crisis over there. This whole crisis is totally engineered. They can solve it tomorrow. All they would have to do would be to have the European Central Bank violate its rules and simply print up enough money and buy the bonds that Greece is putting out and Italy is putting out, or the International Monetary Fund could come up with the money, or the Federal Reserve could just come up with $6 trillion. After all, they came up with $16 trillion, you know, at the time of the economic crisis in 2008, early 2009, $16 trillion. They could bail out Southern Europe with about $6 trillion, $4 to $6 trillion. Why aren't they doing it? Because they don't want a solution. They want these countries to be convinced, and the people of those countries to be convinced, that they're going to have to simply give up their national sovereignty and join an all-powerful European state, or else there's going to be chaos and crisis. And of course, you're beginning to see examples of that in Greece. You're seeing all sorts of demonstrations, and day after day of demonstrations, they've cut wages there 40%. They've cut pensions back dramatically. They've raised the age of retirement from 50 to 65 years of age. And they're trying to, of course, to take away the licenses from the taxi drivers and sell those to somebody in Germany or another country, put the taxi drivers out of work. They won't have a license, but basically all means that the government is using to try to raise funds, because, of course, Greece has tremendous debts. It's having to borrow money, of course, to pay those debts. The interest rates on the money to borrow is going up. And it's not going to be able to borrow money. It's not going to be able to pay its debts. It's going to be facing frank bankruptcy. What's the solution? Well, the best thing they could do would be to simply default on the debts and say the bankers are behind all of this. There's a conspiracy. They want us to give up our sovereignty. We don't want to give up our sovereignty, and we're not going to pay the money back that you lent us. You never should have lent in the first place. We're going to pull out of the European currency. We're going to pull out of the European Union. We're going to go back to the drachma, and we're going to go back to being a sovereign nation. But you see, the internationalists don't want that. And so they simply appointed a new premier. Now, there was a man named Papandreou. He was the prime minister of Greece. So they simply replaced him. They replaced him with another man named Papademos, I believe it is. He was a member of the Trilateral Commission. They just replaced the governor of the premier of Greece. He wasn't elected by the people. He was simply selected by the Trilateral Commission. He was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and he's going to go along with his plan to get Greece to give up its sovereignty. And the same thing has happened with Italy, where they got rid of the prime minister there, and they replaced him with somebody named Mario Monti, and he is going to, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission too. Remember, there's less than 100 members of the Trilateral Commission in Europe, and one has recently become the prime minister of Greece, and the other's become the prime minister of Italy, and they're going to tell the people, well, we have decided that we're going to give up our sovereignty and join this all-powerful European state. Now, remember, there was Papandreou, who, of course, wanted to let the people of Greece vote on whether they wanted to go into the European Union, or whether, of course, they just wanted to pull out of the European currency. And the Greek people would have loved to have gotten out of the European currency and loved to get out of the EU, but the powerful people who rule the world weren't going to go along with it. That's why they replaced Papandreou with Papademos, I believe is his name, and basically, of course, now this new man is going to go along with it. They don't think that the people are capable of making the decisions. The elite have an agenda. They're going to create a consolidated Europe, one European state. Then they're going to, of course, unite the North American continent, Mexico, Canada, the United States. They're going to do this in blocks throughout the world, and they hope within a relatively few years they're going to be able then to unite the world. This is what it's all about. Once you understand that most of what's going on today is simply political theater, and we hear about these meetings, meeting after meeting after meeting. They don't know what to do. Oh, shucks, we don't want to have to give up our national sovereignty. The Germans don't want to have to give up their national sovereignty, but Mrs. Merkel, who's part and parcel of this conspiracy, has decided they're going to have to do that. The same thing with Sarkozy in France. And so they're just going to have to speak for their people, and the people will have no say in it at all. Because, you see, they don't believe in democracy. They don't believe in representative government. They believe in a rule by an oligarchy. And all of the players are in place. And you're seeing an amazing event being played out today in this political theater unfolding in Europe and, of course, carrying over the United States. Well, I want to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But of course, the threat will be if the countries don't go in to the European Union and give up their sovereignty, and there's going to be chaos, there's going to be unemployment, there's going to be social upheaval. And this is what Christine Lagarde, who's the woman in charge of the International Monetary Fund, said 2 weeks ago on 60 Minutes. There's going to be social upheaval, and of course they already have their people in place all throughout the world. This is what the Occupy Wall Street movement's all about. This is a carefully coordinated, well-financed movement with well-trained leaders, beautifully coordinated, of course, harvesting the idealism of youth. People really don't understand what this is all about, and this is simply not, you know, Wall Street. It's all across America. It's all across the Europe. It's all, certainly all the first world nations have their Occupy movements. And there's, if you go up on the internet, you'll find the Occupy Athens, the Occupy London. Certainly, Constance Company has gone over this, and she will point out that they have these Occupy movements all over the world. Who's putting up the money? Why, the very people they're opposing, the very Wall Street bankers that the one wealthy percent, and of course we're the 99%. Ladies and gentlemen, they're being financed by the 1%. They want a controlled opposition. Well, let's go. We have CJ calling from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Hi, CJ. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Just wanted to been listening to what you're saying, and, all this stuff is pretty overwhelming, and someone starts to think, what can I do, all this stuff on a global scale, but why not just want to weigh in that everyone needs, you know, there's tough times ahead. We need to buckle down and do things locally. The fight, really, you know, it's bigger, but if you just do what you can in your immediate area, it can make a big difference, you know.
You sure can, but you have to see the big view of it. This is why we suggest you get people to go to our website, hear my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, and get our book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, but you get the whole story just up on the website. Get the people, though, to start listening to our programs. They'll start out thinking we're crazy. Before long, they'll be afraid we're not. And once they begin to understand the spiritual component of this, once they understand this is a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield, then they're going to be able to be effective. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What the Brotherhood of Darkness fears is that suddenly an educated public. Okay, CJ, now, what are your thoughts? What are you doing to try to get things get straightened out? Well, I guess we lost CJ, so we're good.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
I said they basically, once a drug manufacturer has the okay from the Federal Drug Administration, they can put out a medication that can kill lots and lots of people, as Vioxx did. They probably killed between 60 and 160,000 Americans. The Merck company, that I believe was either Merck or Pfizer, I think it was Merck, actually put this drug out. They falsified the science. They knew it was going to be lethal, and not one of them ever went to prison. They paid off a little money. They made a fortune. They paid off a few fines, and that was the end of it. You can't trust the government. The government knew Vioxx was going to kill people, and if you've never read certainly a testimony, Dr., I believe his name was Graham Gibb before the Senate committee. It's up on my website, well worthwhile of reading. And you'll learn a lot about the FDA. He was the FDA scientist who said Vioxx is going to kill people, and he was told to be quiet. Go to your search engine, Bill, and of course, just put in Radio Liberty, Dr. Graham Vioxx, and read it and weep. And that'll tell you all you need to know about the FDA, okay?
Just a brief comment.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanksgiving dinner and cranberry, jellied cranberry, to me are synonymous. They go well together. So I get through eating the cranberry, jellied cranberry, ocean spray, and I look over high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Every reason to be concerned about it. High fructose corn syrup is not good for you, and it predisposes you to diabetes and all sorts of other problems. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Bill, who's calling from Washington State. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and it's Open Line Wednesday. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Okay. I think that basically the Congress just signed away, ceded the Constitution away from the Americans' right to a trial.
Well, that was a bill that led the legislation to pass the Senate. It hasn't been passed by Congress. It's been passed by the Senate. Let's hope and pray that that Congress will vote that down. And you're absolutely right, because, of course, it allows the government to arrest anybody that is suspected of being a terrorist and to put them away without the right of habeas corpus, without the right of a trial, put them away indefinitely. Not only that, now they're thinking of introducing legislation to legalize torture, and that's going to go through the Senate. Let's hope that there will be an outcry from the American people. But then, of course, when Herman Cain, presidential candidate, Herman Cain, Southern Baptist preacher, Herman Cain, a self-made man, recently said that waterboarding was all right because it really wasn't torture. It was just what do they call enhanced interrogation. There was not a word of opposition to him except for Congressman Ron Paul. Everybody else just avoided the subject. Ministers across America would not condemn Herman Cain for openly advocating torture. And I don't care whether you call it enhanced interrogation or simply dousing people with water. It's recognized as torture by all sorts of international agreements. And yet Herman Cain, Southern Baptist preacher, presidential candidate, a man who doesn't even hardly know this woman he had a 13-year sexual liaison with, Herman Cain is still has an awful lot of people backing him. My number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But Bill is concerned about the Senate bill that just passed, I think it was yesterday, that will allow them to arrest American citizens suspected of being a terrorist and confine them without any rights indefinitely. Is that what you're concerned about?
Yeah, and basically what it's doing is it's saying that they don't even have to prove that you did anything wrong. It's just associated forces of X, Y, Z, and that could be generalized as anything. And that's exactly what the government wants, to be able to point out anybody that they can. And, you know, I thought that this already passed in the House last spring.
I could be wrong. Maybe somebody could correct me. I didn't think so, but why don't just, maybe somebody out there in the audience could check on that to find out. If I'm wrong, I'll be glad to stand corrected.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Concerned about what's going on, and of course, he's concerned about this legislation that passed the Senate yesterday. That gives the government the right to arrest American citizens suspected of being terrorists without the right of habeas corpus, without the right of facing their accuser, without the right of defense, simply taking them off to a camp where they can be tortured. And wait a minute, why isn't everybody talking about this? Because the media is controlled by six corporations that tie into the Council on Foreign Relations, and important things are not talked about in most instances. Cindy, Bill believes this whole war on terrorism is phony, and it absolutely is. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that Al-Qaeda was instrumental in this overthrow of the government there in Libya. And we backed that overthrow of the government. We backed the Libyans in their effort to overthrow Gaddafi. So the Al-Qaeda was certainly opposing Mubarak in Egypt. We backed them. Al-Qaeda is involved in the effort to overthrow the current government there in Syria. We're backing them. Well, the United States backed Al-Qaeda in Bosnia. The United States backed Al-Qaeda terrorists in Kosovo. America is fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We have over 550,000 troops. That's 300,000 Afghan troops, 100,000 contractors, 90,000 American combat troops, 46,000 NATO troops there, almost 550,000. They're 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And if you doubt that, go to your search engine and type in Leon Panetta, 50 members Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. That's Leon Panetta, 50 members Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, or General James Jones, 50 members Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, or Steve Croft, and you'll find what I'm telling is the truth, and then help us to get the word out. God bless you. Keep up the great work, and appreciate your call. Well, okay, let's go right now to, we have Jay calling from Lansing, Michigan. Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing just great, and good to hear from you. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But, Jay, what would you like to talk about?
I wanted to talk a little bit about, and is it okay if I mention organizations by name and people by name?
Well, no problem with that. As long as you're not going to libel them, but go right ahead.
No, it's not a libel. I wanted to know if you knew anything about the Rabbi Eckstein, the Yekiel Eckstein.
No, I really don't.
He runs the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
I really don't know anything about him.
So they solicit funds and everything, and they have ties to some kind of, you know, mainstream Christian like Pat Boone. He's on their commercials and stuff like that, and he's supposed to be a Christian and everything else. And so they have some ties with the Christian community, and it's supposed to be this understanding, you know, fostering understanding between Christians and Jews, et cetera, et cetera. And what they do is they try to bring Jewish people from the former Soviet Union, et cetera, back into Israel, and which is a noble cause. You know, they help the poor and everything else. But what gets me is they couch all their language in biblical, you know, all their solicitations for funds and everything else is all in biblical language. And this is one, I just wanted to mention one thing that was really chilling to me, because this Rabbi Eckstein, he's not a Christian or anything. They don't allow the gospel to be preached to the people they're helping. They just give them the physical needs, which there's nothing wrong with that. But when they solicit funds from Christians to do it, and then, like for me, they've been soliciting me lately, and so I said, you know, do these people get the gospel? You know, do these Jewish people get the gospel about Jesus and everything else? Because this is supposed to be a Christian, you know, quasi-Christian organization. You've got Christian in the title of it. No, we don't proselytize these people, blah, blah, blah. And so
I would simply not give them any money. This would be my suggestion to you, okay?
Okay, and I just wanted to, before I let you go, I want to make sure that everybody out there and you know, here's how they get us, okay? This is how they try to get us in. Why Christians should support Israel, they sent out this little brochure. Number 3, I just want to read it to you. The future kingdom and the blessing of the Messiah will center in Israel and in Jerusalem.
Well, you see that is a half truth. Basically, that statement is true, but the Jewish Messiah is different than the Christian Messiah.
Yes.
And so I think it comes, that's so basically they can say that, but they have different meanings. Certainly, I mean, there are a lot of wonderful Jewish people. In fact, some of the finest Christians I know happen to be Jewish. I mean, because when a Jewish person converts to Christianity, well, they do well in whatever they do, and usually they're the finest Christians. And actually, we do a number of radio programs on radio stations that are owned by Messianic Jews, but there are other people out there that are going to try to exploit you and exploit your weakness, and so they can say something like that. You know, certainly the Messiah coming will be centered around that, but what Messiah are they talking about? Is it the Messiah you're talking about?
That's right, and here's how they end their little, since God, this is their word, since God will establish his future kingdom in Israel and Messiah will rule from Jerusalem, we are wise to align with God's plan and
basically, as true guardians. If they were coming from a Christian point of view, I would say amen. But it doesn't sound like they're coming from a Christian point of view. Always remember, people will say what you want to hear. That's how they get your money.
They're talking about the Antichrist here. They're not talking about Christ. They're not this International Fellowship of Christian Jews. They're saying the Messiah will rule from the Jerusalem. Like you said, that's not Jesus.
I know. Well, basically, this is what they're doing. They're doing very, very, I don't know anything at all about the organization, but if they're not going to mention the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we would hardly really want to be financing them. Certainly, if you want to do something charitable, fine. But it sounds to me as if they have an agenda, but it would not be a Christian agenda. But I can't say anything more than that. Anyway, Jay, God bless you. Thanks very much. And I'm sure you can find an organization to give your money to that
I was giving you the Christian gospel. I was hoping to give you the heads up to maybe look a little closer into it.
God bless you, and thanks very much. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And, of course, it's Open Line Wednesday. Let's go to Dean calling from Santa Washington State. Hi, Dean. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I wanted to ask you, the other night I listened to the thing on Rick Warren, and I presented it at a Bible study. And because Rick Warren had done that, what was that book he wrote about the...
Purpose-driven church.
Yeah. This church I was in, some of the elder people had been through it, and they really questioned what I was saying. And I said, well, don't take my word for it. Check it out. Now, I said 52-week blitz across the nation. Is there a place I can go to or tell them to go to check this out?
Well, basically, of course, we used to carry all sorts of four-tape sets and information on certain purpose-driven shirts, and I'm sure we have I'm just trying to think offhand. I think we have a four-tape set on the purpose-driven church. I'm not certain. We used to have one. And certainly we have a DVD put out by our good friend Bob Klink on that. He does an excellent job. And you could call our 800 number and ask for the four-tape set on the purpose-driven church. And for the DVD by Dr. Bob Klenk, K-L-E-N-K, and it'll give you a lot of information on that subject. I mean, this is something we covered at great length some time ago, and it's a trap. I mean, basically, the whole idea is marketing. It has to do with Peter Drucker, who is not a Christian, and yet, of course, he wanted to transform the thrust of the Christian church, and he's done it, and they've changed the music of the Christian church. They've changed the dress of the minister. He used to wear a suit and tie. Now he wears a sports shirt, and they've changed the message of the Christian church. The whole idea is to get people in, to get them to come, to put up their money, and then, of course, maybe they can learn the gospel when they get to the study groups. But what happens if they don't go to the study groups? They never learn the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why we put forward a number of DVDs by our good friend Pastor Billy Crone, who does a wonderful job. And every sermon he finishes, he gives a invitation to become a Christian, standard born again evangelical Christian invitation. If you haven't seen Pastor Crone's DVDs, why they're excellent, whether it would be the Final Countdown, the Fearful Creation, the... Go ahead.
I really want to know about that 52-week thing that the lady was on your radio station last week talking about. That he's basically bringing people into demonic, possession by with these people that he's ministering with through mantras and stuff. I wanted more information on that.
Well, basically, I would suggest you get the DVD by Bob Clegg. Certainly, you're going to have a hard time convincing anybody it's demonic, but I do believe, of course, there is a spiritual component that is not from our Lord. The fact that Peter Drucker, who is anti-Christian, is one of the major forces behind this is important. I'd suggest you,
You don't have a tape but with that lady that you...
Well, we have a DVD called Wide is the Gate, the DVD, and then we have the one certainly by Bob Klink. But Wide is the Gate, DVD, and then the one by Bob Klink. Okay?
Well, yeah, I guess we'll have to be. I was hoping you had more information on that program.
Well, there's a lot of good information. You get the Wide is the Gate and then Bob Klink's DVD.
Because what she was talking about is really up to date and very pertinent for the now.
Well, if you could tell me who you're talking about.
You had a lady on last week that was talking about Rick Warren, and she was from the old school of, she had been into the New Age, and then she became a Christian, and she went to the program that Rick Warren was having on the first week of this new blitz of 52 weeks across the nation, and you just had it on last week.
It may have been that that could have been something by Carol Matriciana, but it would have to have been an old program, certainly if we haven't had. Carol Matriciana has talked about that in great detail, but she wasn't on our program last week. It must have been a replay you were hearing.
Okay.
But all I would suggest you get Wide as the Gate. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Wide is the Gate. God bless. And let's, of course, go to Tom calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Hi, Tom. How are we doing?
Evening, Dr. Stan. Doing great. Can I talk about Ron Paul Seidenbaums that are happening in Santa Cruz this weekend?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. We're going to have two of them this weekend. One is Friday, the 2nd of December. It'll be from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Mount Hermon and Scotts Valley Drive. And then Saturday, we'll have one, the third Saturday of December, we'll have one from noon to 2 at Capitol Road and 41st Avenue. And we just encourage everybody that's Ron Paul supporters to come out and wave their signs and just let everybody know that there is some legitimate candidate out
all
there.
All right, fine. One more time, tell people how to go to that.
Okay. The first one is... Friday on December 2nd, it's from 3 to 5 p.m., Mount Hermon Road and Scotts Valley Drive, Scotts Valley, California. And the second one's on Saturday, December 3rd. That will be from noon to 2 p.m. on Capitol Road and 41st Avenue by over by the mall.
All right, fine. If I could make a suggestion,
yes,
as long as you brought that up. People go to my website, radioliberty.com, and we've got a lot of things up there. But one of them is called Videos on the Web. Or other videos on the web. Go to that and scroll down. You'll find a number of references to Ron Paul. These are the presidential debates where they bring up what Ron Paul has said. And they, you don't have to hear what Herman Cain is saying or Perry or the others or Newt Gingrich, who incidentally is a New Ager. And if ever was an evil man, it's Newt Gingrich. But basically, scroll down and just watch those DVDs or YouTubes that has Ron Paul's statements suddenly during the presidential debates. I think you'll be very pleased. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Tom, and I hope you get a good turnout.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
And you too. And let's go to Tim calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. I was doing pretty good till I saw the replay on Keith Olbermann. Great news reporter. The military-like action in Los Angeles with 1,400 police ordered by Mayor Villaraigosa to remove the so-called protesters out of a park.
Okay, let me just put our telephone number. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY at 464-8295. And Tom's calling from Illinois, talking about, because the 1,400 police officers removing the demonstrators from a park. What was it that happened that upset you?
Well, it reminded me of something that would probably take place in Colombia or somewhere in South America, just that it's once more, it's mind conditioning. You have a gentleman with a heavily Latin accent, the mayor of Villaraigosa, which the public really can't relate to, and these 14 police officers could have been from Czechoslovakia, you know, or Peru somewhere, Brazil, we don't know, right? But the mayor was proud. His comments was that, you know, the police did an excellent job.
Well, basically, let me just point out here, what you're seeing is the controlled opposition. You want the two sides. You want the confrontation between the police and the opposition. Basically, of course, the whole thing is they want conflict. They want an emotional response on your part. They want an emotional response on the part of the people who support law and order, on the part of the people, who want to see the right of defense. This whole Occupy movement is being funded by people of great wealth. They want conflict. This is what they're getting. They want an emotional response from you. Understand, it's all political theater, and simply this is just the first part of a massive revolutionary movement that is going to spread and lead to more chaos and crisis across America. Okay? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, just here we have also Dr. Stan, Mayor Nutty, Philadelphia. Same thing.
Exactly. Boston. In fact, Mayor Bloomberg actually did the same thing in New York. And then, you know what he said after they'd driven the people out of the Zuccotti Park? I welcome them back. Why? Because he's a multi-billionaire. He's part of the people who are financing this whole resistance movement. Go right ahead, Tim.
Well, just one other bit of information. General Wesley Clark.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
There are three wars. There's the Ezekiel 38-39 war. There's certainly a war, I believe, described in Isaiah. That's where Damascus is destroyed. There's a Psalm 83 war. And we don't know which is coming down the line, but certainly a war is coming, Gloria, and I think we want to be very, very concerned. And the last thing we ought to be doing is being over there trying to prevent a war or promote a war. We ought to be staying home here and having nothing to do with that area. God is not going to bless our efforts over there because we always seem to block back the wrong people. Anything else, Gloria?
Well, I do think you're right in the respect that we should not be trading land for peace. But I think, you know, the purpose of this war in Psalm 83 is to let them know that the Lord's name is the Most High. And Israel will win this local war with the countries that surround it. That will be possibly the next prophetic piece of what's going to be happening. And I personally do think, and I'm not, you know, that Israel is a friend, and I'm not saying we should be sending them money, but I do fear that if we turn our back on Israel, because in Genesis 12, verse 3, you know, God set forth that this is the, you know, and Israel has reestablished itself in 1948, and so that is a special place in his mind. And so I just think that we need to be looking possibly for some more Bible prophecy, and that this war in Psalm 83 might be happening.
Gloria, I think what you have to understand is that the current policy of the United States is to overthrow all the governments over there and turn them over to the radical Muslim Brotherhood. We're behind the revolution in Tunisia. We're behind the revolution in Egypt. We're behind the revolution in Libya. We're behind the revolution in Syria. And we're turning all of these countries over to the Muslim Brotherhood, who hate Israel. We've already overthrown the secular government of Tunisia and replaced it with a radical Islamic government. And the same thing with Lebanon. We ought to get out of that area before we destroy Israel. That's what it's tragically all about.
Israel, and you know, Israel is not going to be destroyed if you know the Bible prophecy. But
you're absolutely right. But I don't think we have any business over there. And I believe, of course, God is going to look after Israel. And I agree with you. We're in prophetic times. We're out of time. Hope you'll call in earlier next week. Okay, Gloria.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Good night. God bless. We got Bruce from Spokane. Bruce, I'm sorry we're not going to get to you, but now this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. We quite frankly need your help. We picked up some great new stations, but we have to finance them. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to join Radio Liberty or help us, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We ask you, of course, to think very seriously about certainly reading my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If we can't afford it, go to our website and scroll down to videos. And scroll down to videos, you'll see the talk there. They'll give you the background of this spiritual battle that's taking place. You need to get my talk on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses that come with that, of course, on the DVDs. You need to get our material on the Satanic Crimes, the book, the 4-CD set, on the supernatural, the 4-CD set, and the book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. There's so much there. Go, if you'd like a free catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you've got a computer, go to our website, radioliberty.com. where you can listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day. Some of them be replays, of course, archive programs. You can listen to them on an iPod, an iPad, you can BlackBerry. If you've got a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can listen at 760-LOW-SS11. You can listen 24 hours a day, and then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour that we're going to be discussing what's going on up there in the Klamath Basin once again, our primary guest is Dr. Sean Menke. Of course, we're going to have Kirk McKenzie with us, apparently we're not going to have Kirk tonight. We don't seem to be able to get him. So, Dr. Menke, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself and why you're concerned about what's happening up in the Klamath Basin?
I'm a 66-year-old rancher up here presently. I was born in Sacramento, California. Fourth generation Californian. I was trained in Sacramento and ended up going to University of California at Davis and went on for a PhD at Colorado State University in systems ecology. And I was a professor at University of California at Berkeley in the forestry department for a number of years, and then had a chance to get back to Davis and was there for 20 more years. So I was a professor for 25 years in the University of California system. I happened to have a chance to do a research project up here in the Klamath Basin when a student had a chance to go back to school, and I got coming up here and I did a sabbatical with the Klamath National Forest on helping them with their grazing program. I'm really an expert on grazing effects on rangelands, and that got me up here, and I found a ranch up here that was for sale, made a lowball offer on it, and the sabbatical with the Klamath grew into a 5-year intergovernmental personnel agreement where they reimbursed the university for my salary for 5 years, and I decided to retire and have been ranching here now for about 19 years.
Well, it's just a beautiful area up there, isn't it?
Yeah, actually it is. I taught field courses in range science for 25 years and visited here some, but it's a unique area because it's well watered. It's far enough north that it's cooler than the Sacramento San Joaquin Valley conditions of the hot Mediterranean summers, and it has very low population, and it's has not been developed, and the ranches in here have largely not been broken up. So they're old places that have been with the same boundaries for many, many years.
Well, how large is a piece of land do you have?
Well, ours is 400 acres. About a half of that is forest, and the other half is flood-irrigated pastures that we graze cattle. I had some Red Angus cattle with my brother and sister on a small farm outside Sacramento, and so my wife and I got back into breeding purebred Red Angus cattle in 1994.
All right. How many head do you run up there?
Well, we have about 65 cows presently. We primarily raise bulls as breeding bulls for commercial cattlemen as a product we primarily sell.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, then, how will the changes up in the Klamath Basin affect you as a cattleman? Why are you concerned about this effort to essentially take out the dams and, of course, restore the normal fish habitat?
Well, what actually got me involved in this is the government started coming in here and doing various kinds of investigations. The North Coast Water Quality Control Board out of Santa Rosa office began doing total maximum daily load assessments of what were considered impaired river systems up here, both the Shasta and the Scott River. They're both
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. John Menke. Dr. Menke, you were right ahead. You were talking about, of course, how they were coming up from the state and they were investigating the river systems or something of the sort.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, what actually started it here, they first started in Scott Valley. The Clean Water Act years ago caused assessments to be made of river systems and a water system. And I volunteered to get involved in on the advisory committee of the total maximum daily load assessment of temperature impairment and sediment impairment of the Scott River. And in the process of that, I went to every meeting with the staff people that were running that investigation. And I, remarkably enough, one of the tasks that they were going to do was to develop a simulation model of the temperature regime in the Scott River. And having taught simulation modeling for 25 years at University of California at Berkeley and Davis, I was well prepared to watch the action, and I became extremely critical of what I saw.
In what way? I mean, were they doing it right? Did they have a presupposition? Were they juggling the figures? What was wrong with their analysis?
Well, the first thing that happened was they were trying to model the shade cover in small streams, as well as the main stem Scott River. And I had a lot of experience in remote sensing techniques where one uses aerial photography or other sensors from space to read the condition on the land. And I recognized very clearly that the resolution of the remote sensing information they were using to try and model these small-scale changes or differences among streams was not at the right scale. And I began to ask very difficult questions to the people doing the studies. And what got very kind of difficult for me a little bit was that the state government, North Coast Water Quality Control Board, had hired a consultant, a young student, at my own institution at Davis to do the work. In fact, I knew the student's father for a long time, and the research the methods he was using were inappropriate, and I started to become extremely critical of what they were doing.
Well, but basically, why would they spend a lot of money doing this? Why was this important in the least bit, having to do with the fish or the habitat, or why is the temperature of these streams important? And what does this have to do with the price of tea in China?
Well, remarkably enough, as what many people will think about in resources today, it was an endangered species. The coho salmon.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Dr. John McKenzie, and of course, he's talking about the fact that up in the area where he was, of course, they had this water quality assessment, and they were spending a lot of money analyzing the temperature in these streams. Now, basically, this was his specialty. He understood this, and they were measuring the temperatures with sensors from space and all sorts of things. The person who was doing it was a student at the institution where, of course, Dr. Mankey had been a teacher for many years. This young man was simply a student. He didn't really know much about it. His technique was simply faulty, and Dr. Mankey was very, very critical of that. But, of course, the whole idea was having to do with, of course, the endangered species of the Klamath River coho. Well, the trouble is that Klamath River coho, and the fish, is not native to the Klamath River. It's only there because of the hatchery fishes. If it weren't for the hatchery fishes, there wouldn't be any coho in the river, at least not at that level. And so this is not an endangered species, according to their own definitions. They must be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on these senseless studies. What did they hope to find out from the determining the temperatures of the water in up there in these various subdivisions of the rivers?
Well, you know what it turns out, now that we've gone the full circuit on the analysis, it's becoming quite clear they were looking for a smoking gun to blame the conditions on agriculture. It's become very clear here in the last couple of years that I knew Dr. Reed Noss up at Oregon State University. I didn't know him that well, but I know a lot about his project. He developed a concept of interconnected habitats and corridors for wildlife species, and this Agenda 21-driven rewilding program shows as its concept that there are certain parts of California and the western United States that it should not be inhabited by human beings. And if one looks at Reed Noss's depiction of Siskiyou County, there is no space in this county for people.
And basically, this is predisposed. What they really want is a justification to eliminate all of the people from that region. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah.
Would that be most of the people or all of the people?
Well, not probably all, because they seem to be favoring the Native Americans, which are really not natives, but the Indian peoples here. They're making a play with the tribal people in these areas, and the government is working very closely with them under the thought that they would eliminate the whites from the area, and it appears, and the Indians would remain.
Well, don't the Indians, aren't they smart enough to know that if they go along with the government, with white man's always betrayed them, the white man's doing everything they can, they have all sorts of anti-Indian programs today, aren't the Indians smart enough to know that if they go along with a white man, that eventually they're going to get betrayed again, like they always have in the past? Or are they simply gullible enough to think, well, we'll let them play us against the white man, we'll trip out the white man, and then we'll have this all to ourselves? Are they that naive? Have they forgot the history of the way the Indians have been treated in America?
Well, you know, it seems kind of strange, but what happens is they've got NGO people here, non-whites, that are very outspoken, very capable speakers. Actually, we even got one that says he's a PhD, and I think he is, with a group tribe, that they talk about the plans for the basin will mean jobs. And in fact, this KBRA, this Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement that everyone talks about as the plan, they wear T-shirts around where it says KBRA means jobs, and so they are on the thinking that with the help of the NGOs with them, that the money will flow their direction.
Well, I suppose that you can fool all of the people all the time, or at least most of the people most of the time. Go right ahead. But the Indians, I hope that somebody will point out to the Indians, they're being exploited again. They promised them one thing, and they use them, play them against the white man, and the white man against the Indian. In the end, why everybody's going to lose. But go ahead.
Yeah, we should get back to the coho salmon and the temperature a little bit more directly, because I'm a scientist. I need to talk about the mechanism of what has actually happened.
You go right ahead, because that, I'm sure, that is your field. Go ahead.
Yeah. During the simulation modeling, one of the thoughts was that maybe the irrigated agriculture people are using too much water. After the simulation model for temperature for the Scott River was calibrated and what's called parameterized and seemed to fit the data pretty well, it was time to conduct some modeling experiments. And I was all for this. That's the real purpose of modeling, is to conduct experiments, not to manage ecosystems with them, but to conduct experiments. And there's one large diversion about a third of the way down the Scott Valley on the Scott River that takes a substantial amount of water during the year. And so the plan was to look at what would happen to the temperature of the river if the diversion at that particular point was reduced. And the typical way to do that kind of thing, let's reduce it 25%, let's do it 50%, let's do it 75%. And let's not let agriculture have any water at all at that point, and see what the temperature conditions downstream of that diversion, what the model says the temperature would be under those scenarios. And since the temperature is the issue, a random day in August was chosen. I think it was the 7th of August was the modeling day. And then the model was run with the reduction in diversion from no reduction. The full adjudicated water was used, and then the other four levels all the way down to no diversion. And interestingly enough, a non-intuitive finding, for me at least, and I think everybody, occurred, a so-called aha type of finding. And what that was in August, when the water is fairly warm going down the Scott River, the diversion actually was shown to improve the temperature of the water, that is, make it cooler for coho salmon. So I was quite surprised at that, but it was shown, and everybody agreed that the model was performing correctly. And once one looked at it a little bit more thoroughly, it made sense, because the water, by the time you get a third down the Scott Valley, if you take some of the water away, that warm water is no longer causing the river downstream to be as warm, and given a small valley like this, it's about 30 miles long, but fairly narrow, the accreted water, or the water coming in from subsurface into the stream, which was cold because it's below ground on cold gravels, it was able to keep the stream cooler when there wasn't so much warm water going down the river.
And that's really an advantage for the coho salmon, isn't it?
Exactly. Right. In fact, it was one of those findings that I didn't expect, but the diversion actually showed a benefit to cooling the river.
So basically then, of course, there'd be no reason at all to try to take away the farmers. In fact, you ought to increase the farmers to use more water. It would be better for the salmon. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Well, to an extent, you wouldn't want to take too much, because if you didn't have enough flow, the warm gravels on the side of the river, as the water flows over the warm rocks and things, it would tend to heat up. But under a normal moderate use, yes, that would be the case. Now, let me tell you what happened with this now, though. Interestingly enough, there was a position opened on the North Coast Water Quality Control Board itself. These were staff people that were working here doing this modeling work. And a local lady here in our valley got appointed to the North Coast Water Quality Control Board. And at about her second visit down as a board member, at a meeting, a higher-level staff person, not the man actually doing the modeling work, his boss, basically, gave a report to the board as a whole, and showed the results of this modeling experiment I just explained. And interestingly enough, this lady had been participating in the TMDL assessment and watched the modeling going on. She didn't participate that much, but she learned the findings of this value of a diversion on improving water temperature. And anyway, this more senior member of the North Coast Board proceeded to say that the subordinate staff person was sick that day, and he was going to give the report to the board. So here we have a young representative lady from our valley on the board listening to the report by the senior staff person of the North Coast Water Quality Control Board. And he went through a nice PowerPoint presentation, computer-generated presentation, where he would click each slide and talk about it a little bit. And when he got to the key point on the modeling results of diversions, he skipped the slide that showed the beneficial effect of agricultural diversions, and this lady called him and said, you better back up, David, and explain that slide that you skipped over, because that was the key point. It turned out then, soon after that, she got removed from the board. Turns out Arnold Schwarzenegger had appointed her, but she still had to be confirmed by the legislature, I think the Senate side of the legislature of the state of California. And it was claimed that since her husband runs a nursery for growing pine trees, there was a conflict of interest, and therefore she was being removed from the board.
In other words, they wanted to lie. They wanted to cover up the truth. Is that right?
Exactly. A direct lie.
Yeah, but unfortunately, this is the way this works. I mean, I've dealt with these people for many years. They have an agenda. They don't care what's truth. They don't care what the scientific studies. Scientific studies can always be falsified, or certainly they can come up with any conclusion you want to, if you are not honest. And,
yep.
And we see this over and over again. Our guest, of course, is Dr. John Menke, and we're talking about the Agenda 21 program and this effort to drive the people out of the Siskiyou Valley. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. call today.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service people over at Arcata, down near the mouth of the river at the ocean, they did wrote up a substantial report on the on their feeling about the beneficial effects of dam removal, and one aspect of their hydrologic assessment of the water flow agreed perfectly with what this modeling exercise we had done on the Scott River, and that is they felt that if when the dams were removed, there would be less water flowing down the river in the summertime, and therefore that warm water effect on the cold pools and the cooler conditions from accretion from the side accretion of water to the stream would be more dominant without the dams, because there would be less water going down the river. So I became very pleased to see that the modeling work that we had done on the Scott River was corroborated by the scientific assessment of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, that they felt with less flow from the warm upper basin water coming down, the cold water pools would be better habitat for coho salmon, which was a focus of attention, albeit not a very abundant species ever, but that, it got listed. So they made the argument without the dams, there would be less flow going down the river, and that would be improve the conditions for the coho salmon, just like the model had said. But of course, we had a lie in the process trying to cover up any beneficial effect of agriculture.
Well, now, were they for or against taking out the dams?
Well, all the agencies are for taking the dams out. They don't seem to, we don't seem to have a single agency that is for keeping the dams.
But basically, of course, the dams are important as far as water for the agriculture there. It's important as far as the being able to do flood irrigation, you know, to get the green grass. It's great as far as providing a prevention of flooding. It certainly is a great supply of water in case of forestry. If they take out the dams, it will destroy certainly the recreation in that area. If they take out the dams, it will certainly leave a sediment all over the base of the gravel pools. There'll be no place for the salmon to spawn. This would be an ecological disaster, wouldn't it? Certainly, all that silt coming down, millions of tons of silt.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's the remarkable thing. And you were talking about the money a little while earlier. Why would the Indians want to be going along with this? It appears as though the government is more interested in the jobs for their own agencies than they are about the actual fishery. And I have thoroughly studied the sediment dynamics issue and the dissolved oxygen issue relative to the algae and the phosphorus and the things that are in the sediment. And I can't fathom that the government would be willing to take the risk of damaging this river with release of such large volumes of sediment.
Well, unless, of course, they really want to destroy that whole area and, of course, turn it into a wilderness, just a barren wilderness with no salmon and no people and certainly nobody to care for the forest. They've destroyed the limber industry already. It's almost as if they seem to be intent upon destroying the very essence of that region.
It's interesting you bring that up, of the whole region. I actually sent Kurt McKenzie, one of my first students, that I worked with at UC Berkeley starting in 1973, Dr. Thomas M. Bonnickson, who was a fire ecologist. We'd worked on some forest fire simulation models back in the early and mid-1970s. And the condition of the forest here, as an example, which is a direct result of the spotted owl, another species that got listed many years ago, and has controlled the land use as far as forest practices are concerned. The condition of the forests up here are an absolute disaster. We have so much ingrowth of small trees that the density of forests are so high that the transpirational demand of water out of these forests are so high, and that further reduces stream flow for agriculture and the fish. And in fact, the density of the trees are so great now that the owls cannot even prey on their prey base, which are primarily in this area are dusky-footed wood rats, a small mammal that grows on the forest floor. And these owls cannot even swoop down and get their food. And so in this case, it's primarily the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that has led the charge to use the owl to shut down the forest. And the owls are crashing in numbers, and nobody seems to care. And
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Some birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is...
Well, Dr. Menke, you go right ahead.
Yeah, it's just by chance that when I got the job at Berkeley in 1973, I took over a position held by Dr. Harold Biswell, a fire ecologist, and so I did a lot of work in fire and forest systems in the Sierra Nevada at that time, and Bonix was one of the students I first worked with. He ended up retiring as chair of forest science at Texas A&M, and he lives in Florida now, but I still communicate with him quite regularly. In fact, I just passed Kurt, as I said, a paper that he wrote recently about the Angora fire near South Lake Tahoe, which was a real disaster, totally unnecessary. Anyway, what we have up here now is our uplands are completely overstocked forests. The owls are declining and going to be extirpated due to no management. There's no fire, there's no logging, and the density is extremely high. And going into the likelihood of a little bit warmer climates here in our cyclical climate patterns in the world, the likelihood of drought, and then bug infestation on these forests, and killing of trees, and then become extremely high fire hazard, and we're getting the whole state set up for a conflagration of tremendous proportions, which will burn up all these forests, and nobody seems to care about that either.
Well, I think that a few of us do. I know the people who listen to our programs and are aware of the fact that this whole thing is being stage managed because they want to drive the people out of the wilderness areas. They want this Agenda 21. I'm sure you're acquainted with that. They want to rewild half of North America and simply drive out the population.
Yeah.
Would you like to comment on that? Because it's such an incredible agenda, and most people have no idea. This is all planned. It's orchestrated. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know.
Yeah, it is rather remarkable. I was chair of the International Agriculture Development Graduate Group at Davis in the 80s, and I supervised a lot of students and managed a program of a lot of students coming back from Africa, coming back from Latin America, trying to help people around the world, and these students would come back and get a master's in international ag and then go out and be able to do a better job with a little higher education than they had. They just left with a bachelor's degree, say, in English or some other letters in science type training. And I worked with those kind of students. And I saw what the United Nations was beginning to try and help the world and all this sort of thing. Well, it's kind of backfired here in the United States. Robert Whitaker came out here from Cornell University in the late 1950s and discovered...
Hold that thought. Please hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Dr. John Menke. Of course, we have Kirk McKenzie as well. And we're just talking about Agenda 21. We're talking about the fact that Dr. Menke, of course, is very concerned that we're just simply going to destroy that whole area where the forests are overgrown, suddenly it's getting warmer, the various insects are coming in, destroying the trees are dying, they're going to have suddenly... A tinderbox up there, and the minute the forest is going to burn, the spotted owl, which they're so concerned about, is being systematically destroyed, not despite the government policies, but because of the government policies. And it's all part of something called Agenda 21. The agenda for the 21st century, a worldwide program to transform the world. and, of course, here in the North America, to make half of our nation wilderness area where people will have no access. At least the average person won't. I'm sure the elite will be able to get in, but the average person won't. Before we go on, Dr. Mankey, have you written anything? Do you have a website, anything you would like to get out?
No, I don't have a website myself. I've been retired from the University of Dallas since 1998, but I follow all this stuff very, very, very carefully. I do actually, on Kurt McKenzie's website, I do have a complete publication list of all the things I've done in my career of about 130 publications in all fields, some of them forestry and fire related, and people can look at that and see my background if they'd like to. But what I was mentioning was, just by chance, an ecologist from the East Coast came out in the late 1950s and discovered Siskiyou County as a very diverse landscape here, with a lot of biome systems coming together here. And it was of ecological interest for a long time. And that gave it some focus many, many years ago of interest. But now this Agenda 21 thing has come along, and they're making monuments around here, that they're trying to eliminate all grazing, they're no longer logging, now they're going to try and eliminate the private land agriculture. It's gone too far. We do have big wilderness areas already set aside, and they're very well protected, and many of them don't have their higher elevation. They're a lot more rock in them, so the density of forest in some of the wilderness areas aren't quite as high as down here on the lower, deeper soils. But by and large, what's happening is it's become very apparent that the movers in these agencies are basically going after Siskiyou County because it is such low population and it is inherently diverse. Let's start here on a major effort to remove people from the landscape.
Well, now, can you actually timber the forest on your own land?
The difficulty in doing that, actually, our particular ranch, it had been logged some before we purchased it, although there are merchantable trees there now. The cost to do a timber harvest plan is so high, and the small acreage of what we have to harvest, and of course now with a depressed economy, the wood is very, very low value. The administrative cost to get set up to do any harvest would be so expensive, there would be no net return if we were to choose to do so.
All right, before we go on, Kirk, would you like to get your website out? Tell people how they get your website. Tell people how they can get to your DVD. Kirk has put together a very good DVD. I think it's important to understand that he covers many of the issues. He has interviews or talks were given by 8 local sheriffs, 6 from California, 2 from Oregon. These sheriffs, of course, are all standing against the federal government intervention and their violation of the Constitution by trying to come in and certainly their power, their federal power to force the people off their land and interrupt what they're doing and come up with all sorts of means of harassing the people. Kirk, why don't you get your information out at this point?
Thank you very much. Well, I have 2 websites. The DVD on the Siskiyou County, it's called A Battle to Defend Rural America in Siskiyou County. That's on the website, silentnomorepublications.com. And then there's a website trying to aggregate a lot of the good quality information about this fight in Siskiyou County and elsewhere, frankly, across the nation about these rural America issues, and that's defendruralamerica.com. People can come there and listen to archived radio shows. They can watch YouTube videos. They can read. There's legislation. Basically, it's kind of a resource. And then from there, you link off to other websites if you like to. But those are the 2 main ones.
All right. Anything you'd like to say before we get back to Dr. Mankey?
No. Thank you again. I'm just enjoying the show.
All right. Fine. Well, so am I. Well, Dr. Mankey, certainly as we talk about what's going on there. And are there any other major issues that you would like to cover? Certainly, what about as far as the this whole idea, you know, certainly of trying to change the ecology of this area by taking the dams out? It sounds to me like a recipe for disaster.
Well, I would like to bring up one other aspect, because I have been communicating with some people in the upper Klamath Basin. We're downriver a fair distance. We don't live on the river, but we live in Scott Valley. But it's becoming quite apparent that a lot of this threatening behavior of the agencies is forcing people to become willing sellers of their property. And this started way back in 2001 with George Bush Jr. and Gail Norton, his Secretary of Interior, chose to shut off the water for the upper basin people, and that caused about 200 families to leave the basin at that time. Well, that process is still going on. So far, they haven't broken into any properties here in Scott Valley. They've got a couple out of Shasta Valley, but they've got a whole lot of land in the upper basin where they stress the people enough that they feel like they're not going to be able to continue their livelihoods. And so then I'm very sad to say that the Nature Conservancy that I used to do a lot of research with, they seem to be the outfit that comes in and talks to ranching families or farming families and very friendly discussions, and then they make an offer to buy your property or put a conservation easement on your property. But some way they're making an effort to purchase your land when you feel like you may not be able to continue to your agricultural program anymore. And I find this insidious, because I think they've done over 100,000 acres in the upper basin now where they've threatened people enough. Not the Nature Conservancy doesn't do the threatening. The government does the threatening. And then the Nature Conservancy comes in and starts talking to you. It's almost like a reverse mortgage system where, in the case of easements, but outright purchase is usually what takes place. And then they pick up these properties for relatively low amounts of money. And then the government comes in and buys the property for 2.5 to 3 times what the Nature Conservancy paid the landowner for. And so the Nature Conservancy has become a broker of the buying properties from willing sellers. And therefore they say it's perfectly legal because you're willing to sell, but they don't tell you as closely as they should that the reason you're so willing is you feel threatened.
Well, basically, of course, then what happens when the government buys the property? Are they just putting it in a wilderness area or what?
Well, that also gets to be pretty... in the upper basin, they're converting the land back to wetlands. Up above Upper Klamath Lake, the large lake reservoir, actually it's a natural lake, Playa Lake up there, where there are a couple of endangered species, the suckerfishes, Anyway, in that lake, and above that, where they've made the purchases, they've taken these ranches and they're putting dikes up, collecting the water, and reestablishing wetland up there, which really does not make sense, because the real problem of the water quality in the Klamath River is all naturally driven by high phosphorus levels in the soils in the above Upper Klamath Lake. And when they put these wetlands in there, they attract more ducks and geese and things like that, which make nice wetlands. But in fact, agriculture, when it was practicing on those lands, they were producing crops and food and exporting phosphorus off in grain crops or in cattle, in the bone tissues of cattle and things like that. And so that they were tending to reduce the phosphorus loading in the Klamath River using those soils for productive purposes, but putting them back in wetlands attracts more ducks, and if anybody knows much about ducks and geese, they tend to go out and graze on pastures all over a wide landscape, and they come back on the wetland, the land, and they defecate in the lake and make the phosphorus even more labile, more active, and it tends to even further pollute the river. And yet the agencies are saying they're doing these wetlands to sequester these natural polluting materials. In fact, they don't even call them natural. They try to say that agriculture was causing all the phosphorus issues, which is another direct lie. So they're using the rubric of a wetland and the purchase of from willing sellers, and they're really not willing. They're threatened people that are selling. and they're picking up these properties. And, of course, it's keeping all the agencies very, very busy because they're out there building all these wetlands again. But, in fact, the original Klamath Reclamation Project, starting back in 1905, was draining these wetlands and making this productive agriculture. So the government basically is going full circle. From 1905, they were making more production agriculture. Now they're going to put it back in the wildland wetland system and just taking the taxpayer to the cleaners.
And, of course, basically, of course, why don't the government just buy the property directly from the people rather than go through an intermediary and the National Conservancy gets all the money and the people get, of course, simply probably nowhere near what the property is really worth?
Well, I think they're short of money, for one thing, and I think they are fooling the public that this willing sellers, they are true willing sellers and they haven't been threatened. But all that is a lie, and it's all becoming very, very clear now. That's why I wanted to bring it up, because a very experienced, long-time hay producer up in the upper basin really feels this willing seller concept really needs to get out.
Well, I think it's so important that people really understand this is an effort to destroy the way of life up there in the Klamath Basin. Would you say that would be a fair estimate?
Yes, I would, and I think that's under the rubric of Agenda 21, which is basically a dream world type of situation they're thinking about. The thing that bothers me most about it is the removal of these dams with all this sediment. That could be a calamity for the river. And what bothers me most is we didn't talk much about the dam removal process. Nothing has happened yet. But that same North Coast Water Quality Control Board we spoke about earlier with the bad line about the modeling results, that same board, in fact, the head person for the staff, was the one that saw to it that they could not get their FERC relicense to relicense the dams. And, in fact, I've come to the conclusion after studying this thing pretty thoroughly that all that would need to be done, there are some real disease issues in the river downstream from the lowest dam. There's what's called an infectious zone of native polychaete worms that are infecting a lot of fish. I have made a case in recent times. In fact, I've commented on a couple articles in some newspapers recently. But I've thought about this for several years now. In fact, I put it in my scoping comments in July of 2010 to the government to inform them about this. All they really need to do is reduce the flow tremendously each summer, and you could use natural solarization of the stream bed where this infection zone of the river exists, which is right a few miles downstream from the lowest dam, and you could actually clean up the problem quite nicely. And that could be put in as part of the FERC relicense conditions that Pacific Corps could not generate power, say, during the month of August each year, and they would reduce the flow to a very, very low flow like nature normally did before the dams were in, and not generate power for a month, say, each summer or whatever is needed to clean up the mess of the disease issue. And that could be put in as part of the FERC relicensing procedure. And you could probably solve one of the major issues that exists right now below the dams. But nobody wants to even consider that as an alternative.
And, of course, basically by taking out the dams, why they're going to deprive an awful lot of people of cheap and efficient and certainly dependable electricity, aren't they?
Yes, actually, it supplies electricity to the equivalent of 70,000 homes. It's pure green power. Today was the last day to put comments on dam removal, and in their executive summary, of the dam removal documents, they're about 4,000 pages long, the whole document. We have a complete hard copy in our Siskiyou Water Users group office, and it makes it a little easier to read than try to look at 4,000 pages on the computer. You just can't do it. But in the executive summary, they talk about some of the regulatory strategies that they're going to have once the dams go out, and I find this truly remarkable that there has been a natural gas pipeline already installed in last year. It was completed all the way from Rock Springs, Wyoming to Malin, Oregon, a 42-inch diameter pipeline to bring natural gas in here as the alternative power once the dams are removed. And in this executive summary of the EIS document for dam removal, they talk about the way they're going to be able to regulate power usage once they get people onto fossil fuels, that is, on natural gas. And here the Obama administration is talking about green power and trying to promote green power of solar and wind, and they certainly shouldn't throw out hydropower, but they seem to want to throw it away. And what it's clear in the EIS executive summary is they are purposely getting the people up here on the fossil fuels off of hydropower, which is perfectly green power, so they can regulate us through greenhouse gas emissions from the fossil fuels that would be used to run the pumps that people want to use for irrigation up here. So it's a very sinister procedure. They're actually getting hydropower taken away and getting you on fossil fuels so they can use cap-and-trade type of markets to regulate power usage.
It's all about control of the people, and because it's going to be probably more expensive. Certainly now they can control everybody up there. They can control the electricity. You won't be able to pump water. Certainly the farmers are dependent upon it. It is truly... And the more I learn, the more diabolical it appears. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I, having been in resource management for 40 years, I find this a remarkable story and remarkable set of events that are going on today. When I was
hold that thought. Well, Dr. Benke, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when I first...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
From us, of course, if you get it from us, you're going to have to compensate us. If you don't want to pull it down from the Internet, we'll be glad to provide it. We also have in my sustainable development syllabus the other two legs. There's a three-leg stool upon this is all built. The Earth Charter, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and Agenda 21. Of course, our sustainable development syllabus has a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, came out in 1994, and the Earth Charter. You can get the whole situation. Not only that, of course, we have background of the Georgia Guidestones, known as the American Stonehenge. We have a great deal of writings of a man called Maurice Strong, who was formerly Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, and, of course, one of the major architects of this whole incredible plan. And basically, they plan to destroy much of our society. They want to rewild half of America, drive the people off it, bring the native species back, the wolves and the mountain lions and the deer and the grizzly bears, and drive the people out of those areas. In fact, they even want to bring them into the habitated areas. And there's really behind this is an intense hatred of humanity. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on, it makes sense. We have a great book. It's called By Stealth and Deception by Arlene Coulomb. By Stealth and Deception by Arlene Coulomb. We have a four-tape set on Agenda 21. We have a four-tape set on sustainable development. We have a talk on planned population reduction. That's planned population reduction. Another talk entitled titled None Dare Call It Genocide. None Dare Call It Genocide. If you really want to understand population control, you go on the Internet and look up the Population Control Agenda. Population Control Agenda, or it's included in my syllabus on sustainable development, you need to understand there is an agenda. And this is as good a summary as you'll find any place. It will really take you behind the scenes to the plan of these truly diabolical plan to eliminate the vast majority of people of the world. Let me repeat that. A diabolical plan to eliminate the majority of the people in the world. And you say, that's crazy. Who in their right mind would want to do that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, they've already killed several million people. Certainly in China, why? Of course, we have financed their one-child policy where they prevented the birth of about 400 million people. Certainly in Russia, which has been financed from America since the time of the Russian Revolution, they've actually aborted and killed 400 million people since the Russian Revolution. Here in America, we've aborted 53 million children, I'm sure, and prevented the birth of another 50 million, and that's pretty close to a billion people just right there. And then they've had similar programs, certainly throughout Africa and throughout Asia. They've already killed close to 2 billion people or prevented the birth of 2 billion people. We kill, certainly, tens of thousands of people every day throughout the world by preventing their births, certainly by abortion and by disease. And if you read what these people are talking about, they're really talking about eliminating 80 to 90% of the population of the world. If you haven't read program laid out on the Georgia Guidestones, it's available on my website. The Georgia Guidestones, also in our sustainable development syllabus, understand these people are deadly serious. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley, Ron Paul, John Leffler, and the others on the front lines of the battle at number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, 30 November 2011. It is Wednesday. You're in the right place. Thank you so very much. Ooh, this is the show we've waited for a long time. You don't have to be pro-life to appreciate this program today, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a biggie. We're going to be talking to someone who has researched the issue of Sonomics completely. In fact, she was the one to break the story. Debbie Vintage will join us today. She has been following this and released the first news press release last March. Power Hour reported on it then, but didn't really stick with us. I didn't really focus on it at that time, but now we've got a lot more information. You're going to want to hear what she has to say. Is it possible that they are using a fetal cell line, that's right, an aborted fetal cell line from the kidney of an aborted child, in the research to discover new flavor enhancers? Is it possible? Well, it's not only possible, it's probable, and it's being done, unfortunately, and not just by one company. So today will be the day that we talk about this in full. So get your paper and pencil ready so that you can document it and or get signed up for the email blast, because you're going to want to get all this information to pass on to thousands of people. That's going to be your job, Power Team members, is to get this information out there to as many people as you can. I think you're going to be shocked. And like I said, you don't have to be pro-life. You have to be pro-human. You have to be just human. Have a soul to realize how dangerous this is. So I encourage you to join us today. Well, as we said, American Airlines went belly up yesterday or declared bankruptcy. I want to talk a little bit more about it. It's not quite as bad as one would think, and I'll tell you why. How would you like to be Michael Jackson's doctor, now convicted of killing him? Did you hear about the child taken away that weighs 200 pounds? I think he's about 7 years old. Taken away from his mother. No due process, just taken away from his mother. And we can debate whether or not 160 pounds overweight is child abuse or not. But without due process, just removed. Wonder if your child could be removed for fill-in-the-blank reasons. Lipitor. It became generic today. That's right. The price will drop. Be a lot more out there. Not just Lipitor, but Zyprexa, Seroquel, Actos, a number of other drugs. We'll talk about it tomorrow with Dr. Sherry Rogers. Pfizer Corporation laid off 41,000 people. Over the past few years, 41,000. Do you actually think that integrative natural medicine is not making a headway? It is. For them to have to let go of 41,000 people, ladies and gentlemen, natural medicine is making a comeback. It's huge. More and more people are saying, no, I will take care of it myself. I have control over my body, what goes in it, and what gets injected into it. So kudos to all of you. It's making a dent. 41,000.
in one pharmaceutical corporation. We're going to talk about Bank of America stock. Get ready. Looks like the big slide just might be coming. What do you think about Herman Cain at this point in time? What do you think about his response? We will talk about Herman Cain and why this is so maddening to the people of this country that have a moral backbone, that is. And who is the guy they want for president? I think we know. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour today. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection.